So I'm going to share now before I kind of quench the spirit. So I want to share a little bit of what happened recently with Christopher and with myself. So two separate instances, events, actually. Something very recent for him, this happened yesterday. So I was at work, and then I got a phone call from Rachel. So he said, she told me he hurt his arm somehow. He's crying, and he's pointing to his arm. Immediately I thought, okay, we know what this is because it's happened before.
咁我聽到之後就以為曉得發生咩事情，因為之前都發生過。
Because earlier, maybe a year and a half ago, actually, yeah, a year and a half ago, he had dislocated his left elbow.
因為年半前，佢試過佢個左邊係甩咗臼。
And so this time it was his right elbow, but we remember the doctor saying that, you know, kids who dislocate their elbows are more prone to have this happen again.
咁今次係佢右手，但我記得醫生講過，如果小朋友甩個臼嘅話，以後甩臼嘅機會亦都係增加。
So I drove home and then I went to check on them, and sure enough, it was his elbow that was dislocated.
咁我揸車翻屋企，咁去檢查嘅時候就確實佢個右手甩咗臼。
So when I got home, he was crying when I called, when Rachel called, I could hear him crying in the background. He was like really wailing.
當我太太打電話俾我嘅時候，我聽到Christopher喊緊。
But when I got home, he was already very calm. He was, you know, watching TV, seated in the couch, very comfortable.
咁翻到屋企嘅時候，佢已經平靜落嚟，坐喺沙發度睇電視。
Except he wasn't moving his right arm. Everything else he was fine. It's just his right arm he didn't want to move.
咁其他身體嘅部分都正常，唯有佢嘅右手佢係冇喐到。
And then so Rachel immediately, you know, showed me a video. She said, "We think it's the elbow. Why don't you try to pop it back into place?"
咁我太太就俾一段嘅短片我睇下。 咁嗰個短片就教我點樣去將佢個臼係轉返個位置。
Because we remember last time when we went to the doctors, and that's exactly what the doctor did. He just popped it back into place.
咁我都記得上次睇醫生嘅時候，醫生就係咁樣做啦。
And it was like a 6-hour ordeal because we had to go in emergency room and wait for a doctor and to come back out and then check to see what it was, and then they came back out. Then it was just a long process.
咁我記得上次發生呢件事情嘅時候，花咗6個小時要去醫院等醫生排隊，係好困難嘅。
And then so, you know, this time around, Rachel had this YouTube video ready. She's like,
"今次我太太已經揾咗個短片，教我自己做啦。
Okay, so I was like, "Really? Are you sure you want me to try to do this?"
咁我就好猶豫，我係咪應該咁做咧？
But of course, we prayed first. We prayed, you know.
咁我哋就禱告。
And then I watched the video.
咁我睇個短片。
And it seemed easy enough, you know. It's all the doctors there did it. It was all performed by physicians or, you know, professionals.
咁嗰個短片，做短片嗰啲人都係醫生嚟嘅，好專業嘅。
It was a very simple procedure. You just kind of twist the arm and then you pop it back in place.
咁係好睇落去好簡單嘅過程，就捉住隻手喐一喐咁就得㗎啦。
And then so We had to calm him down first because he was, you know, you touched his arm, it hurt really bad, right? Even when you touch, if you didn't move it, it didn't hurt, but if you moved it a little bit, he started crying a lot.
Christopher, 他隻手很痛的, 如果他動一動就會很痛的。
So we had to kind of calm him down and, you know, talk to him and just kind of distract him while I did the procedure.
我要安靜他，用其他事情去引開注意力，等我有機會可以落手。
Yeah, because at first, we asked, do you want to go see the doctor and do this? You know, or you want daddy to fix your arm for you?
我就問我個兒子，你想唔想去揾醫生呢？定係你想爸爸幫你整好呢？
And then he kind of said, my hand is fine. And he said he was moving his hand, but it was the other hand.
他就跟我說，我隻手沒事，但原來他在動左手。
Yeah, so he said, if you don't fix your hand, then you won't be able to eat, and you won't be able to play with your Legos, and you can't do all the other stuff.
我就跟他解釋，如果你不整回隻手，你不可以吃東西，也不可以玩玩具。
And then so he kind of calmed down a little bit enough for me to start the process.
咁佢就開始慢慢平靜落嚟，咁我哋亦都可以開始呢一個過程。
And then I did it really quickly, and I felt it pop back into place.
咁我好快咁做，咁我亦都聽到個教翻去嗰個原位嗰個聲音。
And he was just crying when it happened, when I did it.
當發生嘅時候，咁佢就大喊。
But then me and Rachel were like, I hope he's okay. And then that's what happened at the hospital too. When the doctor did it, he cried and then he stopped and then it was all better.
咁我聽到佢大喊嘅時候，咁我同太太都希望佢冇事。咁我哋記得上次發生嘅時候喺醫院裏面醫生整完之後，佢都係咁樣大喊嘅。
And then later on he would calm down and then he was okay.
咁過咗一陣子之後，咁佢平靜落嚟，咁亦都開始冇喊啦。
That was at the hospital. I don't remember if brother and sister remember our sharing from that time, but it actually the doctor didn't do it right, so the doctor didn't really fix it. It actually popped back into place afterwards. Like a year and a half ago when that happened.
唔知大家記唔記得年半前，我哋嘅交通，原來喺醫院裏面，個醫生係冇將嗰個鉸係打翻去原位嘅。咁結果係之後過咗一段時間，咁佢自己慢慢復原。
Yeah, I really felt that was the Lord, putting it back into place for him back then.
咁我記得嗰陣時係主係將嗰個鉸係擺翻埋原位。
So this time we were thinking, oh, maybe I did it wrong, and then he'll same thing, he won't be able to, calm down.
所以今次我都以為可能我今次做得唔好，咁個教仲未翻返原位。
But, sure enough, after maybe 5 minutes or so, he was, even not knowing himself, he just started moving his arm and just started playing and he was fine after that.
咁過咗5分鐘之後，Christopher就冇事啦，亦都隻手開始喐啦。
So I really thank the Lord that he took care of Christopher in this situation.
所以感謝主喺呢個情況裏面，主係照顧 Christopher.
I also want to share a little bit about my own elbow.
咁同弟兄姊妹亦都分享一下我自己嗰個手踭。
So I'm having issues with my left elbow.
咁我個左手踭亦都有少少嘅毛病。
So it's been maybe a few months already that I've felt some tightness and some tightness in my elbow and some numbing in my fingers.
咁喺有幾個月時間，我隻手都個手踭都覺得好緊，咁嗰個手掌亦都有少少痹。
And I know this is from working at the restaurant.
咁我相信係因著我工作喺餐廳裏面工作嘅緣故。
I haven't taken the time even now to go see a doctor.
咁我仲未有時間去睇醫生。
And I like to play doctor, so I go on. I went on WebMD to check what the symptoms and what the
咁我都上網去睇下 去研究一下啊呢啲嘅病徵係咩病。
So it's just from what I read online, it's probably like tendonitis.
啊咁啊，我睇上網睇啊，應該係啊咩嚟嘅？係風濕，應該風濕個筋風濕。
It's usually from overuse of a ligament or
a 通常係用得隻手太多。
Because I work at the restaurant, we have this little window that you know the people can see into the kitchen.
啊，咁因為喺餐廳裏面，咁有一個窗口，啊，咁啊其他人可以望入去見到個廚房嘅。
And so I cook, so I think maybe I'm like tossing the food too much, trying to show off to the customers.
啊，咁因為我煮飯嘅，所以我諗我啊揈嗰啲食物拋鑊拋得太高，啊，因為我想令到啲食物拋得高，咁俾出面啲顧客可以見到。
But so I've yeah so for the,That's my own diagnosis. That's what I think my elbow issue is.
啊，咁呢個係我自己嘅診斷嘅，其實。
So if it's simple, if it doesn't get any worse, I mean rest will probably take care of it.
啊，如果真係呢個病，啊咁啊休息多啲，咁就應該會好翻㗎啦自己。
You know, but I also read that if you don't treat it or you don't take care of it, it can actually you might need to have some kind of surgery or procedure.
但我亦都睇如果你唔處理佢咁可能結果你要做手術。
So it can get a lot worse.
所以如果你唔處理佢嘅會可能更加差。
So I'm probably going to go see a doctor soon, but I haven't made that appointment yet.
所以我相信我會去睇醫生，但我仲未去預約。
So I wanted to share this because this is something that the Lord has kind of been pressing upon my heart, but I'm just kind of ignoring it.
啊，咁我願意同大家分享呢件事情啊，因為主實在一直係有啲説話要向我講啊，但係我卻係嘗試去唔理會。
But you know what happened to Christopher yesterday? I think the Lord really spurred me to you know to kind of deal with it, to really think about it.
但係當Christopher 隻手尋日甩臼嘅時候咁我就覺得係主要催促我。
It's I mean this is a you know physical issue that you know I just shared about.
頭先所交通嘅係我哋肉身身體上面一啲嘅毛病，我哋要去處理。
But it seems you know, the Lord's been telling me something about my spiritual condition.
但係主卻係一直要我去去處理我裡面一啲屬靈嘅毛病。
That although I don't know what the problem is, I can't you know seem to figure it out, diagnose it.
但係我自己都唔能夠診斷係啲咩嘅毛病。
But it needs to be.You know, addressed. It needs to be taken care of.
但係呢啲嘅毛病需要係處理嘅。
You know, just like for Christopher, I mean, sometimes it's better to be a child. It's better, it's easier to be a child. When there's a problem, you just scream and until it gets fixed.
可能好似我兒子一樣好似一個小朋友，當有毛病你只要大喊咁就有人去幫你去處理。
That you know you can't just ignore it. He's to the point where he was crying so much. He had to you know we had to fix it for him.
你都唔可以唔理會呢個嘅大喊因為係佢會一定會喊到你要去處理。
So just as you know for myself, I'm just.Trying to not, you know, think that it's okay. I can deal with the pain. I can deal with not having it fully functional.
咁但係對於我嚟講或者我以為可以可以唔處理我隻手嘅毛病我可以係用另一啲事情嚟去補救。
But then I realized that this body it's not at peace. It's not all the parts are not functioning according to they're not performing according to their function.
但係我就發現我個身體佢冇辦法 去發揮佢原本嘅功能。
So I look at myself and I ask the Lord to examine me. Am I not performing or I'm not doing what I need to do?
咁我就去求主去監察我裏面咁我就問主我係咪冇去去發揮我應發揮嘅功能呢
？Like within the body of Christ, am I not you know, fully functional?
喺基督嘅身體裏面我係咪冇發揮我自己嘅功能呢
？And there's nothing specific, you know, the Lord has shown me or told me, but it just feels like He's prompting me to examine myself and for Him to examine me.
咁主仲未去向我説話，話俾我聽係咩毛病但係主佢係要我去監察我自己。
And just you know, in devotions and reading the Bible, this is a verse that has been in my heart for a while.
咁喺靈修嘅時候咁有一節嘅經文喺我心裏面。
It's in Ephesians,
以弗所書
chapter 4, verse 16.
以弗所書第四章第十六節。
So Ephesians chapter 4 verse 16.
以弗所書第四章第十六節。
From him the whole body, joined and held together to every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself in love as each part does its work.
全身都靠他聯絡得合適，百節各按各職，照著各體的功能的功用彼此相助，便叫身體漸漸增長，在愛中建立自己。
And I'm not sharing this or saying this in particular to any person or to our assembly here in particular.
咁我交通呢句嘅經文唔係去指住某一個人講，亦都唔係指住我哋呢度嘅聚會嚟講。
But I feel like more for myself. I mean, I just feel that in order for the body to be at peace and to be fully functional.
咁係實在係對我自己講嘅我就覺得要呢一個嘅身體係發揮佢嘅功能呢個各嘅肢體有平安。
That we would be each one does its part in love.
每一個嘅各體都係要彼此相助喺愛裏面建立自己。
And just to really, you know, rely on the Lord for that love.
要係靠主嚟去支取嗰個愛。
This is just a reminder for myself, just to, you know, allow the Lord to work.
所以呢個係主俾我嘅提醒，要係讓主嚟喺我身上面工作。
And not just kind of ignore things and not deal with it。
唔好唔處理我身上面嘅毛病。
Just allow, you know, the work that He's begun to just allow the Lord to revive His own work in each one of us。
要係讓主復興佢自己工作喺我哋裏面。
I think I'll end my sharing.
交通就停喺呢度。
I have wanted to share as well. At this present time, our small group Bible studies are studying 1 Corinthians. And in our last study time, we have come to the portion of scripture that talks about head covering. And then the portion that follows this matter about the head covering is the matter about bread breaking. I remember when I first arrived in this particular congregation some 10 plus years ago that the meeting that attracted my attention the most was actually bread breaking. And so prior to my coming here for worship, I was in a denominational church, and we would have bread breaking, or what they call communion, once a quarter. Then when I went to UC Davis for study, I was there at a fellowship time, and they broke bread once a month, and it was in a similar fashion as what we had. Recall that when I first time I broke bread at UC Davis, I felt the very presence of the Lord, unlike any other time that I had broken bread prior to that in the denominational churches. But when I first arrived here at our assembly to break bread, the feeling I had was then totally different from even the Davis experience. As I was in college at that particular time, just maybe just the way we were, we loved to sing. And so during bread breaking time, many of us would select hymns to sing together.
但来到这里呢, 我是听到很多弟兄姊妹, 他们一个接一个这样祷告, 而有时候呢, 是, 甚至, 很多时候是有两个肢体一起,
But when I arrived here and broke bread the first time, I realized something that was different, and that was that so many brothers and sisters were willing to offer up their prayers, and it was one after another after another. And even at times when there might be two individuals that would be sort of quote-unquote fighting for the time to be able to offer up their prayers, and they would pray together.
我记得当时好像唱诗的portion是真的很少的。
And I recall that the amount of time that we spent in singing actually was quite small.
我记得当时我第一次来的时候，我觉得主在那里是很享受，亦都是很与我们同在的。And
I remember distinctly that I thought to myself, oh, the Lord must be so enjoying this particular worship, and that I can feel the very presence of the Lord very evidently here.
除了麦饼聚会到讲道的时候，我亦都有一个同样的感觉，但是麦饼聚会我觉得是主是最享受的时间。
And then when we had teaching from the pulpit, I felt the Lord's presence too, but nothing compared to like when it was bread breaking. The very, very presence of the Lord was evidently felt.
但是很多年，我有没有在麦饼聚会祷告呢？我头嗰六七年好像都是没有的。And
then I thought back to myself, I thought, did I offer up my prayers during that period of time? And probably for the first 6 or 7 years, I probably did not.
因为为什么呢？因为我不想在这里聚会嘛，我跟你们讲过。
Why was that? Remember I had shared this in past sharings. I actually, at that time, didn't really want to stay here for worship.
但是很感谢主，因着祂的怜悯，我留下了在这里聚会，因为我知道主是要我在这里聚会。
But thanks be to the Lord, by His mercy, that he permitted me to stay. And I know that the Lord wanted for me to make this my worship home.
咁跟住因為住喺我身上嘅對付，咁我到我最後真係服咗落嚟嘅時候，咁我就可以睇到，即係主願意我喺佢面前順服，作呢個蒙頭亦都係麥炳聚會嗰個禱告嗰件事去進入嗰件事。
And so then after a period of time with the Lord dealing with me, and then I came to a point where I was willing to be submissive to His guidance, then I was able then to have the heart to make this my worship home, and also to be able to put on a head covering and be able to be willing to offer up prayer during bread breaking. And so these things came about because of the Lord's dealing.
咁我記得初麥餅聚會要開口禱告嘅時候，嗰個真係一個好大嘅屬靈爭戰嚟嘅。
I remember the very first time that I offered up a prayer during a bread breaking, it was a very, very large spiritual struggle.
同樣即係因我哋姊妹若果決定要蒙頭嘅時候，亦都係一個好大嘅屬靈爭戰，因為呢兩件事都是说我们在这里我们愿意高举主而是受敌不喜欢的。
And then when for the sisters who are willing to take that step to put a head covering on, that too is a huge spiritual struggle. Because when we make that decision to be willing to have head covering and be willing to offer up our prayer during bed breaking, it's really to uplift the Lord, to say that the Lord has sovereignty here and that He reigns supreme and that the enemy has no place here.
咁上個禮拜有個姊妹剛剛就話，撒旦係想鉗住我哋嘅口，等我哋唔開口將讚美歸翻俾主自己。
Last week there was a sister that shared that when we refuse to open up in prayer to the Lord, it is the enemy who is sealing our lips. So that we would not be a vessel to offer up praises to our Lord.
咁另外有姊妹咧，佢又交通道。
And then another sister shared as well.
咁佢话佢以前觉得去麦炳聚会都系一件麻烦嘅事。
In her estimation, in the past, bread breaking was actually kind of annoying.
咁因为要。佢以前嘅聚會咧，嗰個時間係要好長嘅，咁啊，即係將即係食飯嘅時間遲咗啦，咁樣。
So to her, where she was before, all it really did for her was extend the time that she had to be together in worship, and it extended the time before she was actually able to get to going to lunch.
咁佢後屘有個肢體同佢講。
But later on, there was another member of the body who approached her and shared with her.
佢話：如果有個人你就嚟浸死嗰陣時候救咗你。
And the advice was, if you were about to be drowned, if you were drowning, and someone actually came and saved you.
咁但係嗰個人咧就死咗。
And that person in the process of saving you died.
咁跟住下一個禮拜即係有佢嘅紀念聚會，你竟然唔去喎？咁樣啱唔啱咧？咁樣。
And then the next week, because that person has died, there was a memorial service that was held in his honor, and you decided not to attend. What do you think? Would that be appropriate on your part or not?
今日同樣即係主為我哋擺上咗一切，咁我哋喺麥餅聚會竟然唔開口麥餅，唔開口讚美主，係唔對嘅。
So it's a similar, by the similar principle.The Lord saved us, and yet if we are unwilling to open up our mouths to give thanks to Him, to thank Him for His salvation, then that is very inappropriate.
咁我記得初即係開始要學禱告嘅時候，我真係成身都震曬，咁手又震，口又震，咁當然出嚟嘅時候禱告嘅係口窒窒啊咁樣，同埋咧可能咧我之前想到要禱告嘅説話，可能得三分一都出唔到嚟嘅。
I remember the first time that I prayed, I was literally shaking. My body was shaking, my lips were quivering, and when I started to offer up a prayer, it was lots of hymns and haws. And if I think about it, the prayer that I thought initially that I would pray, that I had prepared to pray, probably a third of it was forgotten.
这个过程持续了很多年都是这样的。
And to be honest, that particular type of situation was the way I was for several years.
但是虽然是很窒窒，但是主是，我觉得主是配得我这样做的。
But even though it was quite awkward, but that's something that the Lord desires for me to go through and to do.
有时我聚会嘅时候听到啲肢体佢哋嘅祷告实在系好美嘅。
Oftentimes you would hear the prayers of other brothers and sisters, other saints in the Lord, whose prayers are very beautifully uttered.
咁我都好羡慕，我都即系问个主，即系可唔可以帮助我，等我唔好咁口窒窒。
And I really admire that.And I've often prayed to the Lord that He would give me some measure of eloquence so that I wouldn't stutter or so, just a lot of hymns and haws.
但好似主一路都冇即係答應過我呢個禱告。
But it doesn't seem like the Lord has answered that particular prayer for me.
咁但如果係咁樣嘅時候，係咪我就唔禱告咧？唔係嘅，主仍然係。配得我口窒窒，或者即係有時或者我哋心思講，哎呀好醜嘅咁樣作嘅時候，咁但係其實我哋嘅禱告如果係我哋眼睛係注視住主自己嘅時候係唔緊要嘅。
So does that mean if that was the case, then that would be an excuse for me not to pray? No, because the Lord is fully worthy of my stuttering type of prayer. That if honestly, if we see that who that prayer is offered up for, that we focus on the Lord, then we recognize that it's worthwhile for us to go through that process and offer up our prayers.
我相信主鉴察我的心的时候，佢对我嗰个好窒窒嘅祷告同埋嗰个好美嘅祷告，佢同样都喜悦。
And I'm sure that in the Lord's heart, when He inspects my heart, then He is accepting of my stuttering as opposed to that beautiful prayer that's also offered by another member of the body.
咁因着呢次即係我哋去查考麥餅呢件事，咁主亦都對我一個提醒，就喺麥餅聚會嘅時候。多注意进入嗰个身体嗰个实际嗰度。
And this time, as we study this portion of scripture about bread breaking, the Lord has given me another emphasis, and that is that when we are in bread breaking, that we should strive to enter into the spirit of unity.
因为喺哥林多前书，咁我哋知道嗰个主题就系话，我哋要去进入嗰个身体嗰个见证，而唔好有嗰、那个分黨嗰件事。
Because we know that in 1 Corinthians it emphasizes the theme of entering into unity of the body, that there should be no separation within the body.
咁即係今次主都提
no division in the body.
今次主都提醒我，當我禱告嘅時候要注意，即係我哋嗰個馬餅聚嘅禱告係進入嗰個身體嗰個一嗰件事，而我。要學習少啲提到就話主即係淨係為咗救我呢件事，而係嗰個禱告係應該係我們一起進入嘅。
And so it is has been impressed upon my heart that when we offer up prayers or when we are in at bread breaking that we should enter into this theme of the unity of the body so that there will be less emphasis onme and what the Lord did to save me and His salvation for me, but instead to enter into the unity of we coming together to offer up our prayers to the Lord in unity.
咁我想藉着我嘅交通鼓励弟兄姊妹，如果你哋都有我啲咁嘅问题，口窒窒嘅，唔紧要嘅，主一样喜欢听嘅，咁你哋将主配得嘅归翻俾佢。
So I just want to encourage brothers and sisters through my sharing that if you too are like me and suffer the same type of problems with speaking eloquently or the fact that I don't speak eloquently, that's okay. Because after all, the Lord is truly worthy of our praises and worthy of our prayers.
咁我接住姊妹嘅祷告，交通。
I'll just follow up with our sister sharing.
因为我同佢同样有个咁嘅经历，即系喺蒙头嘅事上有好大嘅挣扎。
In a similar way as our sister, I actually struggled a lot when it came to this matter of head covering.
但我哋知道要遵行神嘅旨意嘅时候，撒旦会有一定嘅搅扰。
But we know that when it comes to doing the Lord's will, the enemy plays a large part to detract us from it.
好多次你覺得有啲唔願意做嘅時候唔做，咁呢件事就過咗去。
And oftentimes we think, oh, I don't really want to do it, so I'm just going to let it pass, and then that thing will eventually just go away.
主嘅心意就冇得到滿足。
But in that process, that means that the Lord's heart is not satisfied.
但你更即係更硬自己就向前跨出嗰一步咧，你就做到啦。
And so yes, you push through or you let that situation pass and it goes away.
主就喜悦。
But if you push through it and you actually do it, you go through with that struggle and win out, then the Lord is the one that benefits at the end.
麥餅禱告亦都係咁樣。
And that's the same way with prayer during bread breaking.
姊妹話佢口窒窒。
Our sister says that she was not very eloquent in her prayers.
我唔單止口窒窒，我啲廣東話仲唔標準。
And not only am I not eloquent, but my Cantonese is not very exact neither.
但我好阿門姊妹嘅交通。
But really, amen, our sister sharing.
無論我哋用點樣唔完全嘅言語，或者即係我嗰時都係覺得有啲弟兄姊妹禱告好好美，我根本救唔到咁樣嘅禱告。
I too share the same thought that there's no way that I can match the eloquence or the beauty of some of the other brothers and sisters' prayers, and that I too had inadequacies when it came to speaking.
但係我哋用我哋呢、這個即係唔完全嘅美嘅言語，我哋從心發出對主嘅感謝，主都悦納。
But if we utilize that inadequacies, yet reflecting your heart towards the Lord, then that's still a prayer that the Lord would readily receive and accept.
我今日想交通是关于上一个主日讲台的信息。
I want to share a little bit this morning about the message that was spoken of from the pulpit last week.
弟兄交通有好几点咧，好摸到我。
There were several points that our brother shared that touched my heart.
都是对自己的一个提醒。
And they were reminders for myself.
希伯来书十一章六节讲：人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, it tells us that except by 11 verse 6, it tells us specifically that and without faith it's impossible to please him.
讲到信，我哋其实每一个基督徒都肯定自己系信嘅。
When it comes to faith, every single Christian would say that I have faith.
我哋对自己嘅救恩亦都好清楚。
We are very clear about our own personal salvation.
我哋平时对啲福音朋友所讲嘅，亦都系希望佢哋信耶稣啦。
And even when we speak to our friends, we preach to them and we say, please believe in the Lord.
对已经初信的弟兄姊妹，我们也都是反反复复跟他们坚固那个信，希望他们可以清楚知道自己信的是什么。
And even for those new Christians, those who just believed not too long ago, again and again when we speak with them, share with them, we were reviewing and hoping to confirm the faith that they might have in the Lord.
所以信是第一步，亦都是非常紧要的一步。
So that they know in whom they believe. So faith is a very critical first step. It's a very critical component. However, as you go forward.
但是信了以后又当如何呢？
But what happens after that initial step of faith?
我哋诗歌本364首《信而顺从》那个副歌是咁话。
In our hymn, that's entitled Trust and Obey.
佢嘅副歌话信而顺从，因为除此以外不能得主的喜爱，唯有信而顺从。
In the chorus it says, Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
咁主耶稣基督就系、是、佢自己就系呢个榜样。
And so this is the example that our Lord had presented to us.
在腓立比书二章八节讲到主，他是全心信服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
In the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 8, it tells us that he was humbled by becoming obedient to the point of death.
且死在十字架上。
Even death on a cross.
所以好清楚，我哋净系信还唔够，净系成为一个基督徒还唔够。
So having that initial portion of faith is not enough. Being a Christian, just believing is not enough.
信咗主，仲要信服神嘅命令，就系圣经嘅话。
After that initial step of faith, then we need to submit to the Word of God.And that's what the scriptures teaches us.
咁信主以后，我哋都有读经，我哋有查经，我哋有听道，所以圣经嘅道理我哋都好熟悉，有啲甚至可以背出嚟。
After our words, then we listen, study the word ourselves, we get into Bible study, we hear the preaching from the pulpit. So then we come to learn the word of God. And many of us, we strive to memorize words of, portions of the scripture as well.
但是神的话如果单单是存留在我们的头脑里面，或者是挂在我们嘴上，而不行得出来，又有什么益处呢？
But if all we have is the word of God being just placed in our heads, or if all we're able to do is to speak the right words and never put it into practice, then what good is that?
弟兄讲到中有一句话对我触动好大，就是说我们要将自己摆入神的话语中。
One of the thoughts that our brother has shared from the pulpit that really touched me greatly was that we need to place ourselves into the Word of God.
所以我就思想神的话不是用来指住别人讲的。
So the word of God is not to be used to be a pointer to be spoken to someone else.
因为我哋好多时话，唔可以替人哋听到，因为我哋好中意听到嘅时候话，呢个好似讲边个肢体哦，佢系有咁嘅事哦。
And that's why we oftentimes encourage for brothers and sisters do not listen to the preaching of the word for someone else, meaning.You can't sit there, listen to a message and say, oh yeah, that point is specifically talks about that particular person's problem, so they should really be hearing this.
甚至我们有时读经的时候都会、读到这一句，有些肢体是这样的、
And even when we read the word on our own, we read to a particular portion of scripture and we think, oh yeah, this is applicable for that particular brother or that particular sister.
所以这句说话提醒我，就是神的话不是用来指着人家别人讲的。
So this portion of scripture really tells me again that the word of God is not to be used to pinpoint someone else's issues.
神的话要我们自己去遵行的。
The word of God is given to us for us to carry out ourselves.
人是我们身上不单单要听到神话语的讲出，并且可以看到神话语的活出。
For others, they don't just want to hear the word of God spoken from you. They want to be able to see the word of God manifested in you.
我们信主耶稣，我们信圣经的话，必须是100%的信。
So when we encounter the word of God, then we need to hold fast to it 100%. We need to believe and have faith in the Word of God wholly, 100%.
冇可能信一啲，唔信一啲，或者信大部分，对一小部分有保留。
We cannot accept some as truth and discard others as not. We cannot even accept the majority of the Word of God as truth and hold fast to it and then discard a small minority of a portion of the Scripture as not truth.
所以要信就信全部，要离就离真的。
So if you accept it as you accept it by faith, then you need to do so fully, 100%. And then you need to embrace it as the truth in full.
我觉得这个是黑白分明，没什么灰色。
So to me, this is very clear cut, black and white. There is no gray, there is no gray area in this.
人是看不到我们的心思意念的，但是主监察我们的心思意念。
Others cannot detect what is in our thoughts and what is in our heart, but the Lord inspects our hearts and knows what is in our thoughts.
我自己信主日子唔系好长，我圣经亦读得唔系好好。
I have not, my days in the Lord is not that long, and my understanding of the word is not that full.
但系我就系定义要有一个简单嘅心，老老实实，唔假装。
But to me, I just have a thought, a desire that I want to be true before the Lord, that I don't want to put up a fake image.
明白几多就去行几多。
So whatever I'm able to understand, that's what I will put into action in full.
虽然冇可能全部都行得出嚟，但系我相信，即系随着信主日子嘅增长，里面嘅生命喺度长大。
I realize that we may not be able to put everything into action, but that then is a function of the days in the Lord and the growth and maturity in the Lord.
你主的生命长大，你就会有越来越多有愿意的心，放下自己的意思去遵行神的命令。
As the Spirit grows and matures in us, then we'll have more of a yearning and a desire to be able to put away our own desires and our own own tendencies, and to be able to take up the Word of God as being our own and put it into action.
因为人的生人的天性就是不喜欢顺服的。
Because man's nature is to be disobedient.
虽然主已经藉着祂的话在改变我们。
Even though the Lord has already started the work by instilling His Word into us.
但是我们里面的老我还在影响。
But the old self is still very much alive in us.
所以很多时里面多多少少或者是很隐藏的有一种不愿意顺服的心思。
So often that affects us so that there is maybe a large portion of disobedience that crops up, or affects us to just a small amount of disobedience that we might refuse to follow the Lord.
所以我们真的需要时时反省，我究竟信主以后有没有信而顺从。
So we need to reflect on this. After I have believed in the Lord, am I living a life where I am trusting and obeying?
我读了这么多圣经，我究竟有没有顺服神所讲的话去行出来。
After I have read so many portions of scripture, am I really living out the word of God?
我相信我们信主的人都其实都会有这样的经历。
I'm sure that all of us who are in the Lord have had the similar experience.
因为很多时圣灵在心里面有个催促，自己心思里面都好像有些搅动。
The Holy Spirit would move us in our hearts, and even in our own intellect, we feel, there's a desire for me to do this.
是啊，但是就因为自己有一些不情愿，或者有一些过不去，就觉得不想去行。
But there's some part of us also that's unwilling. Perhaps this is a bad experience in the past, or whatever it might be that little sliver of disobedience then overrides the working of the Spirit.
但如果遇到这样的情形，我们可以真的的起个心，即是跨出一步去照着神的心而做，那么灵里就会有 极大嘅释放同埋喜乐。
But if we would be only willing to step through that, to fight through that, and to just do what the Holy Spirit prompts us to do, then the whole, then the Spirit in us would be set free, and we will be able to accomplish what He desires.
因为信服神系神所喜悦嘅，所以我哋都会有喜乐。
Because we know that by doing what He desires, He instructs us to do, the Lord is pleased, and we too are filled with filled with joy.
但反过来讲，如果你明明觉得圣灵喺你入边有感动，但系你咧就唔想去听。
But to the contrary, if you feel that the Holy Spirit is moving you, and yet you steadfastly refuse to abide by to go through with what He's prompting you to do,
我哋可以更硬将呢个感动禁落去。
We can suppress that's the moving of the Spirit.
个事情就拖一拖啦，或者系执执搏咧，就过咗呢个时间咧，心入边嗰个感动就冇啦。
And then it might be, or you know, that time passes, that issue is sort of delayed, the decision is delayed, and it sort of seemingly goes away.
所以你表面睇嚟好似冇事，但系你心入边会有一种不平安，会令到你好难受，甚至觉得后悔。
And then the prompting of the Holy Spirit then is no longer there. And you might feel that, oh, well, that event has passed or that thing has passed. But you will not feel a contentment in your heart. You will feel like there's a void. You feel like there's a gap.
所以因为知道冇信服神咧，你会失去平安同埋喜乐。
Because you know that if we do not abide by the word of God, that we will lose out on joy and the peace from Him.
呢啲都系我自己曾经经历过嘅。
And these are all just my personal experiences.
所以我交通出嚟咧，就系亦都系一个提醒。
So I want to share this just as reminders for all of us.
因为我哋好似有时唔怕神，因为弟兄讲到都讲到，即系我哋有啲事捉，有啲事唔捉，有啲事冇即时可见嘅后果。
So a lot of times it seems like we don't even fear God. We have no fear for God. Sometimes we do things, sometimes we don't. We don't look at the end result.
但是神的赏赐有些是今日，有些是将来。
But what God has arranged various things for us, some that are appropriate for today, some that are appropriate for tomorrow.
所以我们总要趁着还有今日。
So we need to hold fast to the fact that while it is still today,
好好爱主顺服神的话，免得将来后悔。
That we truly would hold fast to the word of God, to love our Lord, lest we regret later on.
希伯来书二章一节。
In Hebrews chapter 2:1.
所以我们当如法郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。
So this says, for this reason, we must pay closer attention to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away from it.
愿神的话在我们心中有个提醒。
May the word of God constantly be a reminder in our hearts.
I raise my hand to for opportunity to share first because I have to step down for service later, so please pardon me.
我今天的交通呢是带着一个感恩的心是来感谢我的主。
Today, as I share with a thankful to my Lord.
因为教会讲起蒙头的事，我都有少少的交通。
Because as the church is fellowshipping on this matter of head covering, I have a bit of sharing on it as well.
我这个软弱如水的人，在这里不是说高举蒙头的姊妹。
Here for me, who for one such as I, who is weak as water, I am not uplifting the sisters who have their heads covered.
又唔係喺度高舉唔紅頭嘅姊妹。
And I'm not also not a proponent of the sisters also who do not have their heads covered.
而係真係帶著一個感恩嘅心嚟感謝主佢嘅引領。
But I do want to, with a thankful heart, to give thanks to the Lord for His guidance.
我想起我開初來神的家的時候，
I recall when I first came to the house of God here.
感謝主祂愛我，將我帶來神的家聽福音。
I thank the Lord that He loves me and He led me here to hear of the gospel.
當我主的福音進入我的心裡面，我接受了祂做我的個人的救主。
And when the Lord's gospel entered into my heart and I accepted Him as my personal Savior.
那時我來到教會的時候，我的眼睛真的不夠膽望，那些蒙頭的，紅或不蒙頭的，根本沒有放在我的心裡面。
At that time, my focus was not at all at those who had a head covering on and those who did not.
因為我怕醜，又不會夠膽去問人。
Because I'm a rather shy person and I did not approach others to ask the reason.
咁當我教會，我喺福音組即係清楚明白得救時候，就將我帶入去長進組。
So as I was in the small group for the gospel and I was assured of my salvation and then I was in the growing in Christ group.
當長進喺長進組學到蒙頭嗰課時候，
during the growing in Christ time when the lesson came about the head covering，
就係哥林多前書，
it's in 1 Corinthians，
我哋讀到哥林多前書十一章第十節。
We are on 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and we reach verse 10.
嗰時候我依個人都係朦朦糊糊，成日都瞓未醒嘅。
At that time, I was still one who was often dazed, seemed like I just woke up.
但係當呢一句説話，佢話因此女人為天使嘅緣故，應當在頭上有服權柄的記號。
This verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 10. For this reason, and because of the angels, the woman ought to have a sign of authority on her head.
其實那時候我對聖經都不熟，什麼都不熟，真的對主那個屬靈的方面，我真的什麼都不懂。
At that time, truly, I was just not spiritually discerned, and I was not very clear on the matters of the Lord, on the truths of the Lord.
啊！真係感謝主，佢就係呢一句説話，咁就係俾我一個帶領啦。
But thank the Lord, it was because of this particular verse, He has led me.
嗰時候我就冇問其他人，我就應該去邊度買嗰個蒙頭，我就自己去唐人埠、叉拉灘、刀板街嗰度。我諗起嗰啲中國嗰啲工藝品應該有呢啲嘢賣啩咁。
At that time, I did not ask anyone where I can buy a head covering, but I thought to myself that perhaps if I visited Chinatown on Grand Street in the novelty shops, I can find a head covering.
咁我就買咗呢一塊蒙頭嘅嘢，就蒙咗頭。
So I bought this head covering and I had my head covered.
嗰時我話未受浸嘅。
At that time, I was not baptized yet.
但是我一个软弱的人在教会一段时间。
But for someone as weak as I, and I was in the church for quite some time during that time.
因生活的生活为了因着生活的我又离开了教会了。
But for the sake of daily living, livelihood, I departed from the church.
离开了一段时间。
And I departed for a period of time.
感謝個主，真係感謝主，佢又將我呢個迷途嘅羊又帶翻嚟神的家。
I thank the Lord that He has led me as a lamb, a sheep that has gone astray, back to the house of God.
當我翻到嚟嘅時候，又係無動於衷，根本冇將蒙頭放喺心裏面。
When I returned to worship, I was as previous. I did not consider about this matter of head covering.
在教会里面真是一个软弱如水的人。
I'm truly one in the church as one who is weak as water.
属灵又不长进。
I was not growing spiritually.
有一日。
One day.
我连自己都好讨厌。
I was even despising myself.
咁我就同主讲话，主啊，我真系一个无用嘅人。
So I said to the Lord, Lord, I'm truly one who is not profitable.
主又提醒我，因为你系冇一个顺服喺神嘅里边嘅人。
And the Lord reminded me is because I'm one who is not obedient, submissive in Him.
哎呀，佢一提醒我，哎呀，真系主啊，我点样先系顺服喺你面前呢？
And when the Lord's reminder came to me, and I asked the Lord, Lord, how can I be one who would be obedient in You?
我就谂啦。
And I thought to myself.
我就谂，啊，系，我自己都忘记蒙头。
And I thought to myself, that's right, I forgot to put on a head covering.
我这个这么无用的人呢，我就谂起，每当自己戴起蒙头巾，就应该提醒自己有个顺服嘅心。
And for me, who is so unprofitable, I always serve as a reminder for myself when I put on a head covering that I ought to have a submissive heart.
所以当我蒙起头嘅时候，有位姊妹问我，好出奇，哎，点解你会蒙头？
So when I put on a head covering, then very curiously, a sister approached me and asked, oh, why do you have your head covered?
我说真是提醒自己要顺服。
And I answered, it was a reminder for myself, I have to have a heart of submission.
因为我知道我自己是无用的。
Because I know I am one who is unprofitable.
所以我好感谢我的主。
So I'm very thankful to my Lord.
所以我真是好有 我是有一个好愿意的心顺服他的里面。
So I have a very willing heart to submit in Him.
我现在的人呢,
Now it's for me.
年轻又不算年轻。
I'm not considered young.
老的又不是很老。
And I'm not too old.
但是呢, 真是有时很没记性啊。
But yet many a times I'm quite forgetful.
所以希望呢，如果弟兄姊妹见到我冇蒙头嘅，可以提醒我呢个冇记性嘅人。
So if brothers and sisters do notice that I do not have a head covering on, you can give me a reminder.
我真系好愿意顺服。
And I'm very willing to submit.
所以我 感谢主啦。
I'm very thankful to the Lord.
我谂起有一位初信嘅弟兄。
I recall a new believer, a brother in the Lord.
佢有一次问我,
One time he asked me,
他说, 为什么你的头上有一块巾的呢?
So he asked me, why is there covering a handkerchief on your head?
我说提醒顺服咯,
I answered, it was a reminder for me to be in submission.
他笑笑口就转身就对我说，我回去叫我的姊妹用蒙头先。
So then he had a smile on his face and he commented that, oh,
其实我想告诉你，你可以看圣经来可以和你的姊妹讲，但他转身就走了。
I should tell my wife to do that, but I wanted to tell him he should search the scriptures and share with his wife, but he turned around and left quickly.
但是隔了一个礼拜之后，真的见到他的姊妹蒙了头。
After a week later, I did see a head covering on his wife.
所以真的很感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
我今日的交通不是说真是说自己有什么好，其实我一个是比在座的人真是不好。
My sharing today is not to uplift myself if there is any good in me, but in fact I am worse than all seated here.
但我很感谢主，他真是有对在蒙头的事上对我有引领。
But I thank the Lord, He has led me in this way concerning head covering.
所以我讲，唔系话高举蒙头嘅姊妹，同埋高举唔蒙头嘅姊妹。
Again, I say my sharing it's not to uplift those who have their heads covered or those who do not have their heads covered.
而系真系带着一个感恩嘅心，感谢我嘅主耶稣基督。
But my sharing is with a thankful heart to give thanks to my Lord Jesus Christ.
荣耀归俾我个主。
And glory to my Lord.
求佢继续引领我咯。
And may He continue to lead me.
感恩。
I give thanks.
我就交通到喺呢度。
And I am sharing here.
我想沟通下麦饼嘅祷告。
I like to share a bit about prayer during bread breaking.
其实唔知道弟兄姊妹们点睇我。
I don't know how brothers and sisters may view me.
其实我知道我广东话比我老婆仲唔正。
Yeah, in fact, I know that my Cantonese is even worse than my wife's.
我而家喺屋企系变咗最细嗰个啦。
So then I become the youngest in my household.
我啲哥哥姐姐话我咧讲语咧就语无伦次。
And my older siblings tell me when I talk, I'm just babbling.
讲嘢都讲唔清楚。
And I do not speak very clearly.
我真系相信佢哋讲得系好啱嘅。
I do believe their comment is correct.
但系当嚟到麦饼聚会嘅时候。
But as we are gathered to break bread.
头先姊妹，头先嗰个比方，其实真系听到我好感动嘅。
As our sister shared in her example, it moved me.
真係如果有個人救咗你，為你而死。
If someone saved you, for the sake of saving you, died for you.
嗰日我哋紀念佢嘅時候，你喺唔喺度
？And the day we're to remember him, are we there?
你嘅心又會得點
？How would our heart feel?
你嘅口又會得點
？What would our mouth express?
你會唔會得因為？你唔好意思，或者你讲唔出嘢，你唔过多谢一些。
Would it be because we are shy and we feel embarrassed that we would not utter a word of thanksgiving to say thank you？
当我哋麦饼纪念主嘅时候
，And when we break bread to remember our Lord，
我哋其实都知道我哋喺度做紧乜嘢。
We all realize what it is that we are doing。
我哋系纪念主。
We are remembering the Lord。
但喺我哋嘅心入边。我哋有冇咁嘅一个确定嘅相信？
But in our heart, are we assured with such faith?
我哋住喺呢度。
That our Lord is here.
我哋住就喺度听紧我哋嘅祷告。
And our Lord is here listening to our prayer.
我哋嘅主就喺我哋嘅中间。
And our Lord is in our midst.
我哋有冇确信呢个？
Do we firmly believe this?
因为呢个主系主向我哋嘅应许。
Because this is the Lord's promise to us。
喺地上如果有两三个人，
奉
佢嘅名聚集嘅时候
，When two or three are gathered in His name，
佢就必喺我哋嘅中间。
He will be in our midst。
麦饼聚会
，And when we break bread，
系主耶稣亲自设立嘅。
It is the one that is established directly personally by our Lord。
佢叫我哋常常如此做。
And he commands us to do this often in order to remember him. As we are here studying 1 Corinthians chapter 11 together, we share about head covering.
讲到神在这个宇宙中所定义落来这个规矩这个次序
And when the Lord has established this universal order here,
跟住我哋又跟住就读到麦饼聚会。
Then we get to the matter concerning bread breaking。
同样系一件教会中一件好重要嘅一件事。
It is also a very important matter in the church。
我哋带住一个咩心智嚟到聚会中间
？What is our attitude? What heart do we have as we gather together in this way？
我哋每一个信主，其实我。对每一个都有咁嘅经历。
Each one of us, when we believe in the Lord, in fact, have such an experience.
我哋都有第一次喺神面前嗰个祷告。
Each of us would have prayed for the first time, whatever that experience is before the Lord.
当我哋信主嘅时候。
When we believed in the Lord.
我哋愿意开口祷告感谢主嘅时候。
When we're willing to open our mouth to express our thanksgiving to Him.
我哋无论我哋讲得点
，No matter how those words are uttered，
当我哋讲完嘅时候，我哋嘅心我哋就满足。
After we pray， In this way, our hearts are satisfied.
不是我们做了一个好美的祷告。
It's not because our prayers were very beautiful.
因为我们的重担已经放了下来。
But because our burden have been released.
因为我们知道主已经听到。
Because we realize that the Lord have heard our prayer.
其实麦饼祷告是一样。
It's the same with our prayers doing bread breaking.
我们冇任何美好嘅言，冇好好嘅言语美词可以将佢嘅爱感谢得完全。
There is no way for us to fully express with enough eloquent words of His love for us.
但只要我哋好简单嘅多谢讲一声，多谢你。
But even with a simple word of thank you, a thankful heart.
今日朝头早所唱嘅诗歌605首。
The hymn we sang this morning, hymn 605.
其实每一次唱呢首诗歌嘅时候
，In fact, each time we sing this particular hymn,
神嘅爱就再次感动我。
The love of God once again moves me.
催逼我
，To urge me.
去到佢面前讲一声
，To come before him in his presence to say,
多谢你
，I thank thee.
你为我舍己
，That you have given yourself for me.
诗歌131首。最尾嗰段
，Hymn 131, the last passage of that hymn.
佢话穹苍中只满咗亚门
，and that the vault is filled with amen.
亚门恩是同蒙恩
，and that the responsive joy doth raise because we have all been blessed with such grace.
我哋喺麦饼聚会中，我哋嘅时间好短。
We have a short period of time when we break bread together.
我哋都冇可能每一个都人祷告。
It is impossible for each and every one of us to pray during that short period of time.
但神是要我们每一个打开我们的心。
But God desires each of our hearts be open to Him.
用我们的心灵诚实来敬拜祂。
That we will worship Him in spirit and in truth.
我们可以学习，当我们弟兄姊妹在这里祷告的时候。
We can learn as our brothers and sisters are praying.
我们同声阿门。
That we will all say amen together.
用这个阿门充满了穹苍。
So that this responsive joy doth raise to fill the vault with amen.
不仅是这个弟兄的祷告，不仅是因为这个姊妹的祷告。
And not only this particular brother or sister who is praying.
这个是我们一同的祷告。
But this is our prayer as well.
我们在这个身体里面。
That we are in one body.
我们敬拜我们的救主。
We worship our Savior.
我们感谢我们的主。
And we thank our Lord.
因为我们同蒙祂的恩典。
Because we have all been fellow partakers of His grace.
求神用祂这个不死的爱。
And may the Lord use His undying love.
再一次激励我们。
Once again to compel us.
让我们将我们的心归返给祂。
So that we will once again give Him our heart.
愿祂的名得到荣耀。
And may His name be magnified.
得到高举。
To be exalted.
叫我们那日。
That day.
我们去到天上的时候
，When we are there in heaven with Him，
我们见到个主的时候
，When we see our Lord，
我们不会得陌生
，We would not be，
我们不会得陌生
，We would not be strangers，
我们不会得话我们在地上我们都不知道点话我叫感谢你的时候，我们到天上我们点感谢我们的主
？We would not be unfamiliar because we have not done so while on earth。
让我们现在就开始
，But even now let us begin。
尽心尽性尽力爱主我的神。
To love my Lord, my God, with all my heart, my soul, and my strength.
我哋彼此勉励，彼此勉励。
Let us mutually encourage one each other.
希望可以交通完下，如果弟兄姊妹手头有咳糖嘅，麻烦俾一粒我吓。
I hope I can finish my sharing. I have a cough. If brothers and sisters have some cough drops, you can perhaps share one with me.
因着弟兄姊妹。交通蒙头吓。
Because brothers and sisters share about head covering，
我都想交通一下，再喺呢个题目上面交通一下。
I like to share again on this particular topic。
我平时有同一班嘅弟兄姊妹平时查经。
I normally have a time together with brothers and sisters to have Bible study.
唔係呢度嘅弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters that are not of this congregation.
咁我同呢班弟兄姊妹查经嘅时候，遇到最大一个问题就係蒙头。
And one of the biggest issues we have in this particular group is about head covering.
即係對我自己嚟講係一個難題。
For me, it is a difficult situation.
咁希望我嘅交通如果同我有相同咁樣嘅情形嘅姊妹，可以大家即係分享交通一下嗰個學習。
So as I share, if sisters have the same like experience with me, perhaps we can fellowship and encourage one another.
咁呢班弟兄姊妹係冇蒙頭嘅教導嘅。
This particular group of brothers and sisters that I have fellowship with, they do not have the teaching of head covering.
咁所以當我去到佢哋當中嘅時候，呢個成為我一個好大嘅難題。
Therefore, when I'm in their midst, this becomes a hardship for me.
係我一個好大嘅掙扎。
It is a big struggle for me.
因為喺呢度嘅話，我哋都有一啲同伴嚇。即係唔多，但係都係有人蒙頭嘅。
Even though here there may not be many, but I do have some companions with me that do have their heads covered.
但係喺嗰班弟兄姊妹中間係冇一個姊妹蒙頭嘅。
But in the other group of brothers and sisters that I fellowship with, none of the sisters have their heads covered.
咁我喺佢哋當中應該點樣作咧
？So how I ought to do in their midst?
所以我可以同你講，開始嘅時候我好軟弱。
I can share with you at the offset, I was very weak.
咁有兩個兩種思想就喺我嘅腦海裏邊。
So there were these two thoughts in my mind.
第一點就係喺咩人當中作咩人啊嘛。
So I ought to be such and such a person in the midst of so and so.
後邊諗下唔啱喎咁樣嚇。
So later on, I thought that's not right.
咁唔都喺啲賊中間，我又做賊咩？
So I ought to be robbers if I was in the midst of robbers.
咁所以呢個觀點係即係唔係咁樣嚟運用嘅。
So I cannot use the scriptures in that way.
咁第二個思想就係話，咁如果我蒙頭，咁咪好似俾咗好多負擔人哋，好似重擔喺啲姊妹身上。
So the next thought I had was that if I do have my head covering, I would put a lot of stress, a lot of burden upon the sisters there.
因為即唔係話你自己做得好就得啊，嗰啲做唔好嗰啲人，你做得好咧，會成為佢哋一個重擔同埋負擔。
So it's not just a matter for yourself, but it seems like for the others who do not do so in this way, not as well, then it may become a burden for them.
有人仲覺得你好似影射佢添嚇。
And perhaps they might take it the wrong way that you are despising them in this way.
咁後屘神又俾我一個諗法就係話，咁我哋去幫人同人哋傳福音嘅時候
，So then the Lord gave me these thoughts if I was preaching the gospel to others。
咁如果啲人接受咗福音，佢又唔可以打麻雀，又唔可以去賭博，而或者佢以前喺世界嘅享受都唔可以做啦。
If others receive the gospel and they cannot play mahjong and they cannot gamble, they cannot enjoy some of the pleasures of this world which they previously enjoyed。
咁唔通我同佢傳福音，我就係俾咗一個重擔佢咩
？Would it be that by preaching the gospel to these individuals, I have laid upon them a burden？
所以我覺得呢個思想又係唔正確嘅。
Likewise, then the second set of thoughts I thought was inaccurate。
所以我經過一輪嘅思想鬥爭。
So after a long period of struggle，
咁我咧就決定要蒙頭之前都要同弟兄姊妹交代一聲先得㗎。
So then I should, before I put on a head covering, I should make this known to brothers and sisters so they are aware.
如果唔係佢唔知你嚟緊做乜嘢啊，突然間下嚟聚會嗰時就蒙頭啊，佢哋會覺得好奇怪。
Otherwise, they would not know what I would be doing once I walk in with a head covering, and they would find it very strange.
咁佢哋每一個月有好似我哋咁樣樣喺最尾個，佢哋喺最尾嘅禮拜。
So like we do monthly, but on the last week of the month，
佢哋有類似嘅咁樣嘅交通嘅。
They have similar to us a sharing meeting。
咁所以我就 喺一次嘅交通裏面，我就將蒙頭呢件嘅事情呢、這個嘅真理就向佢哋講明。
So then I share this matter about head covering with the brothers and sisters during that week.
咁喺我嘅心裏面冇咩特別嘅期盼，即係唔係話啊一講完佢哋好響應你，我冇咁樣嘅期盼。
In my heart, I did not have any expectation as such that after I share, then they would greatly respond to what I share.
咁樣交通完之後
，So after I shared，
咁就有一個姊妹就咁樣反應。
There was this such a response from a particular sister.
佢就話我哋冇牧師冇教導我哋蒙頭，我哋冇呢個咁樣嘅教導。
The response was the pastor did not have such a teaching for us, so we do not have such a teaching.
你今日講到之後咧，我明白係一個真理，但係我都唔會做。
After I hear you share today, I realize it is a truth, doctrinal truth, but I still would not do it.
因為如果我喺教會裏邊蒙頭，我肯定會，我唔願意俾人孤立。
That is because I do not want to do so in the church, and I would feel like I would be a loner, and I would be isolated.
我唔想冇曬我啲朋友。
I do not want to lose all my friends.
咁呢個係我覺得係一個好，可能都有類似嘅姊妹係有咁樣嘅心理，唔係話佢唔明白真理，即使佢明白咗之後都冇辦法做嘅嗰個原因。
I believe there are some sisters, some of us in those situations that it's not that we do not realize the truth or what we ought to do.
咁所以我淨係交通咗一次，我亦都冇即係一再咁樣去重申呢一個關於蒙頭呢一件嘅事情。
I only shared this once and I did not renew sharing on this matter again.
因為我覺得神俾我個負擔就係話，我要將我所睇見嘅真理講俾弟兄姊妹聽。
Because the burden I received from the Lord was that I ought to share with them the truth which the Lord has shown to me.
至於佢哋能唔能夠跟上或者願唔願意跟上，我相信呢個係佢哋喺神面前佢哋應該去佢哋同神去交代嘅。
Whether they're able or willing to follow on or not.I believe that is something between God and them.
咁我開始喺嗰度蒙頭嘅時候，我心裏邊我好軟弱嘅，所以我蒙頭咧唔係即係咁明顯呢啲咁樣俾人睇到係好特別嘅。我咧就戴頂帽嚇。
So as I had my head covered in their midst, it was not as evident as the now, but then I just put on a covering like a hat.
咁咧，咁啊有個弟兄就話。哇！咁你偷計啫。
And so then, brother commented to me, "Oh, you're just doing it in motion only, just trying to get by."
咁我覺得真係神喺度即係神喺度話我嚇。
So I felt those were admonishment from God.
因為呢個實在係我個心思嚇，唔係話我用，因為我真係咁樣諗嘅。唉，咁冇人蒙啦，就算我要跟隨真理，都唔好咁。即係好似咁奇怪啊。
Because in fact those words were exactly my thought that even though I want to uphold the truth, but I don't need to be so evident in doing so in the midst of others. So I had that mindset to cover it in a stealthy way.
所以咧，我就戴頂帽。
So I just had on a hat.
因為如果有一啲人行入嚟，佢唔知道咩回事嘅，戴帽好平常啫嚇，冇人去質疑你嚇。
For if others see it and they don't know my thought or my sharing behind it, and they just see that, oh, you have a hat on, that's just something very natural.
咁但系呢个弟兄咁样讲之后咧，我觉得真系神喺度对我说话。
But when this comment was from this brother in this way, I feel it was God's words toward me.
所以之后就唔戴帽啦。
So after that, I did not have a hat on.
咁就我都唔系戴呢个黑色呢个嘢吓。
And I do not have what I have on now, a black head covering.
我就另外準備咗好似而家姊妹好多戴嗰啲白色嗰啲咧。
So then I prepared a white head covering like I see many sisters have on.
因為嗰個我覺得夠曬明顯，我就係要俾人睇到，行入嚟就睇到呢個人就係咁樣。
Because then I thought on the other spectrum is very evident. And when others come in, they will see this clearly. This is how I am.
我同弟兄姊妹交通嘅就係我想講俾大家知道，真係蒙頭呢件事情會喺我哋心裏邊有好多好多嘅掙扎。
As I share with brothers and sisters, I want to point out that in fact this matter of head covering indeed will cause us to have much struggles within our hearts.
呢個係一個屬靈嘅爭戰。
Because this is a spiritual battle.
而我哋每一次都喺呢個爭戰裏邊被打敗。
And each time we may be in defeat on this particular spiritual ground.
嗰個理由係乜嘢咧？
What is that reason?
就是因為我們太 care 我們自己。
Perhaps we are too careful, too mindful of ourselves.
我們害怕別人的異樣的眼光。
And we are afraid of a glare from others because we are different.
我們又害怕其他人疏遠我們。
And we are perhaps afraid that others will draw away from us.
很多的事都是因為自己。
Many of those fears are because of ourselves.
我們什麼都害怕。
And we are afraid of everything.
我哋係嘛？我哋驚失業，我哋驚冇錢，我哋驚冇朋友。
We're afraid of unemployment. We're afraid of not having wealth. We're afraid of not having friends.
我哋唯一唔驚嘅就係神。
The only one we do not fear is God.
咁呢個啱唔啱咧？大家翻去思想一下。
I don't know if such a mindset is correct or not. We can consider that for ourselves.
我記得喺我哋就嚟要查到嘅就係。哥林多前書係咪十三章裏邊講到愛係嘛？
This is what we are about to study now in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 about love.
裏邊講到話愛裡沒有懼怕。
That there it says there is no fear in love.
我以前唔係好明白呢一句係即係點樣樣去解釋。
Previously, I did not quite understand how do we come to understand these words. There is no fear in love.
但我慢慢我明白乜嘢叫做爱里没有惧怕。
Gradually, then I come to understand that in love, there is no fear.
最近即我唔系提倡吓，不过我自己系咁做。我我个女需要一啲嘅中文叫咩啊？即系类似义工嗰类咁样嘅活动啦吓。
This is for my sharing. It's one of my daughters needed some volunteer work service.
咁我知道咩叫爱里没有惧怕，因为咧我走去帮佢揾啊嘛。
So because then I needed to go and look for her that she needed this.
我提倡其实应该啲小朋友自己去揾嘅。
Now I say this because it ought to be that my daughters themselves ought to be looking for this and doing this, but I was helping them out.
因为呢啲唔系话睇报纸啊，睇咩可以揾到啊。
So it's not just that they can just try to find volunteer work on their own, but I was helping them out because they cannot just find this on the newspaper or local ads.
我要帮佢揾喺个医生嘅。即係醫生診所，類似醫院醫生診所嗰度裏邊做嚇。
So their duty was to look for a volunteer work in a medical industry as a doctor's office or in a hospital.
所以咧，因着愛裡沒有懼怕，我愛我個女，我而家逢醫生我就問啊。
So in love there is no fear. So any time I encounter a doctor, I would just go ahead and ask them if there's any volunteer work intern opportunity in their office.
我见医生又问，我老豆见医生都问啊，即系总之系有机会见到嘅医生咧，就问佢哋，你可唔可以请我个女啊？
So every time I encounter a doctor, whether myself in the doctor's office, my parents in the doctor's office, I would ask, could you hire my daughter?
所以我同我啲同事讲，我而家变得好厚颜无耻啊。
So I thought, I said to, commented to my co-workers that now I have a very thick skin. I'll just ask everyone I encounter.
因为我知道如果我怕丑，如果我唔够胆讲嘅话，我就唔会揾得到呢啲机会，因为佢唔会登报纸话请你啲 high school， 请你啲高中生啊。
Because if I don't do it for the sake of love for my daughters, then they would not have the opportunities because the doctors would not have such postings, that they would hire a high school student, in their office.
所以我見親就問下，有時去見醫生的目的咧就係問佢請唔請人。
So each time I see a doctor, I would just ask, and even that's the purpose I go have a doctor's visit is in order to ask them if they will hire someone for their doctor's office.
我點解可以咁樣放低身段咁樣去做咧？就係因為我愛我個女，係嘛？
Why would I to in a sense lower myself and forsake any other thought and just ask, just go outright and ask? It's for the sake of the love for my daughters.
咁我哋今天有幾愛主咧？我哋願唔願意為咗主放低我哋嗰啲所謂嘅少少嗰啲面皮啊？
So today the same question is posed to us. How much do we love our Lord? How much are we willing to lay down our face, our shame or embarrassment for the sake of loving our Lord?
就係主愛我哋，愛到連命都唔要，而我哋愛主究竟有幾多？
For the love, the Lord loved us to a point that He gave His life for us. How much do we love the Lord?
所以真係話，愛裏沒有懼怕，真係願意呢句話亦都可以即係激勵我哋嚇。
So there is no fear in love, and may these words truly encourage us.
我交通就係咁多。
I am sharing here.
Morning, brothers and sisters.
我有些少交通就係唔成。我嚟教會都有好多年㗎啦。
I have a few things to share. I've been to this assembly for many years now.
耶信主，我記得大概都有話2007年之前。
And I've believed in the Lord since 2007, before 2007.
查經個方面咧，讀呢個哥林多全書咧，就係、是、今年開始先我去讀到佢咯。
But this is the in terms of Bible study, this is the first time that I've read First Corinthians.
So 過去咧。好多啲查經，有時我讀咗之後咧，我都會記下或者點樣。
And in the past, during the Bible studies, I would try to remember some of the verses.
咁過去我嚟到教會嗰幾年，我有望到啲姊妹蒙頭嗰個方面咧，我就話，即係自己我個心係咁樣諗，就蒙頭，我又冇去認真去問。
And in the past, when I've seen sisters put on a head covering, I never really gave it too much thought to ask seriously.
咁今年咧就讀到呢個多林多全書咧，咁我就。就讀到第11節嗰陣時候咧，我就有睇到一句咧，就係喺13章嗰度，11章13節。
And so for this time, for this Bible study, as we read First Corinthians, I read, I got to a verse in chapter 11, verse 13.
咁啊，十三章嗰度講到咧，你們自己審察，女人禱告神不蒙著頭，是合宜的麼
？It says, judge for yourselves, is it proper for a woman to pray to God with her head uncovered？
咁嗰度嗰句咧係有個問號喺度嘅，即係我個 iPad 嗰度睇到係有個問號嘅。咁我
So I see that there is a question mark at the end of that that verse.
但係聖經呢度咧就係冇啦嚇，即係個 iPad 嗰度係有個括字，係一個問號喺度。咁我有時我問自己，我就話，係喎，好似唔係好合宜咁嘅喎。
So I ask myself, I say, is it? Yeah, perhaps it is not proper.
咁我就讀咗呢句之後咧，上嗰個月咧就係啱啱又係交通嘅時間，咁咁啱有一個弟兄咧，佢又有講呢句 呢一節出嚟，即係嗰個弟兄又係即係我個仔阿 John 啦。咁我就話啊咁啱㗎，咁我話咁即係自己咁今日又有個姊妹曾經又交通一段咧，就係喺十一章十節嗰度嘅，即係要有一個服權柄的記號。咁有時我蒙頭呢啲咧，就我就冇咩喺我個思想入邊咧，就冇咩掙扎啊，或者啊戰爭咩
爭戰啊。So last month I had come upon this verse during the sharing meeting it was brought up also by our brother John. And again, this today was mentioned in verse 10 about having a sign of authority on her head. And in the past, I've never really had much struggle with this.
咁即係喺聖經入邊，神俾到我個話語，同埋俾到我咁我就即係要信而信服，同埋即係我又話冇咁個心態，我覺得哎呀唔好睇嘅啫，又冇呢啲啊，全部乜嘢都唔好喺我個思想入邊。
So I just have to as I read this to just trust and obey and to did not have the thought of this is not something that I should or shouldn't do.
有時讀聖經咧，有好多成本聖經，當然啦，冇可能咁快會讀得曬嘅。同埋我睇聖經又有啲點講咧？有時咧一睇咧，或者會即係以前未。睇 BB 嗰陣時候咧，個時間充足啲。
And there's so much of the Bible. It's so there's so many verses. And before before the children, the babies, I have more time to read.
咁我睇聖經有時一氣咧，或者會睇兩個鐘、三個鐘都唔定。但係睇咗咧，有時咧都會過咗去，或者。但係有時有好多啲金句啊，同埋或者有啲神個話咧，都會喺個腦袋嗰度。
And in the past, I would read for 2 to 3 hours, and the time would pass, and I would remember some certain verses and scripture from the Bible.
就即係我而家有些少分享咧，就係講個蒙頭嗰度。
So the sharing I have right now for today is regarding the head covering.
咁我讀咗哥林多全書之後咧，我就冇乜嘢話即係好信服要做出咁個同埋向神個交代，或者自己想做咩，即係冇顧冇思維到話怎么说呢，就是我就是这样蒙了头咯。
So after reading in 1 Corinthians, I just felt that this was something I ought to do, and there was, it just came to me to put on a head covering.
我又没啲话我唔想話有啲負擔，話有時我有啲姊妹，我會同佢講啊，你冇啊諗住蒙頭啊或者乜嘢啊咁啊，因為我覺得係我自己做，同埋我點樣交代，我點樣感恩神，點樣成，有時都會同姊妹分享一下。
But I never felt the urge to share fellowship with any of the sisters or the brethren regarding head covering. In the past, which I would have, if something were to come up, I would share with them.
我如果我喺世界上边，我喺出边做工， 我賣嘢，我係好積極去 push 人哋買嘢。
In the worldly sense, if I was working, I would very fervently to act proactively go and sell things to people.
但係我就冇咩同啲姊妹分享下聖經啊，或者點樣啊，邊段講下點樣神個話語啊，點樣成咧？有時我會覺得好虧欠啊。咁但係咧，或者我要學習下啲功課啦。
But I never thought to really share with the sisters to you ought to do this or you ought to do that, and that's perhaps a lesson that I need to learn.
我覺得係好感恩啦。將榮耀都係歸翻神啦。我因為我交通，我今日係冇咩準備到，不過個屬靈即係嚟到，我唔想消滅咗，咁樣我就分享係到呢度咁多。
I do want to give thanks and glory back to the Lord. That I did not have much prepared, but I did not want to quench the spirit and I want to give glory back to the Lord. If I remember correctly, as we gather here together, it was 10 years ago that we had, as a congregation, studied the book of First Corinthians.
好感謝主，又將我哋一同帶入去查考佢個話。
We are thankful to the Lord that He has led us to study His Word together.
但係咧，每一次查到哥林多前書十一章嘅時候咧，總係即係弟兄姊妹喺心思上邊有一啲掙扎又好，就好似弟兄姊妹今次我哋大家喺呢一個事上邊，大家有一啲心思上邊一啲情況。
Yet it seems each time when we get to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, there may cause some struggles in our hearts, or as we experience that there are some moving in our emotions, in our hearts, as brothers and sisters share.
但是我们看教会的历史，
But when we look at the church history,
一讲到在教会里面蒙头的事，我不是只是讲姊妹蒙，在教会里面蒙头的事的时候，总是很多的看法，很多的议论。
Now, I'm not only speaking concerning the sisters having their head covered, but when the church shares concerning about head covering, there is much opinions, much sharing and conversation.
點解一提到呢一件事嘅時候，總係喺神嘅兒女中間咁多嘅攪動呢？
Why is it that each time this particular topic is mentioned, there is so much stirring amongst the children of God?
頭先有肢體就提到，我哋今日係一個屬靈嘅爭戰嘅裏頭。
There's a member who mentioned earlier that this is in a spiritual warfare.
呢個屬靈嘅爭戰係由幾時開始咧？好耐、好耐、好耐之前已經開始。
When did this spiritual battle take place? It began long, long, long ago.
如今仍然喺嗰度進行緊。
It is a warfare that is still ongoing now.
所以呢一件教會學習蒙頭嘅事，是指着那个属灵争战的事实。
For this lesson of head covering is speaking on that fact of the spiritual warfare.
仇敌是绝对不甘心。
And the enemy is absolutely not willing.
我们大家一起看一看哥林多前书第十一章。
We can take a look together, 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
为了时间的关系，我们读第三、第四和第五节。
For the sake of time, perhaps we'll just read 1 Corinthians
Chapter 11, verses 3, 4, and 5.
我读中文，请阿 John 同我读英文。
I'll read in Chinese and we'll ask John to read in English.
第三节，哥林多前书十一章第三节嗰度话：我愿意你们知道，基督是各人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。第四节，凡男人祷告或是讲道，括弧那里讲道或作说预言下同，若蒙着头就羞辱自己的头。第四节那里就凡男人祷告或是讲道，若蒙着头就羞辱自己的头。第五节，凡女人祷告或是讲道，若不蒙着头就羞辱自己的头，因为这就如同剃了头发一样。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3. Now I want you to realize that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. Verse 4. Every man who prays or prophesies with his head covered dishonors his head in the verse 5, and every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head. It is just as though her head was shaved.
首先我提到蒙头这个功课是整个教会我们一同的学习。
As I mentioned previously, that this lesson of head covering is for the entire church, that we all learn it together.
第四节那里说，那我们常常一讲到蒙头就强调姊妹啊。第四节那里说，凡男人祷告或是讲到，若蒙着头就羞辱自己的头。
Perhaps when we speak on head covering, we focus more on the sisters, but verse 4 here says, every man who prays or prophesies with his head covered dishonors his head.
所以在蒙头的学习里面，在教会的蒙头学习的教会里面，男人弟兄都有他的份。
Therefore, in this matter of head covering, even men, the brothers have their part.
咁姊妹又有姊妹嗰一份。
And the sisters also have their role.
咁我哋大家所表明嘅就系第三节嗰度。
And all that we do is to manifest what is written in verse 3.
我哋大家都晓得，好似肢体们一齐嘅交通就系、是。那个是指着一个神所定规的属灵的次序。
We all know, as brothers and sisters have shared, this is what God has designated as that spiritual order.
一个属灵的次序。
It is a spiritual order.
为什么这个属灵的争战，讲到教会学习蒙头的事，会成日起了好像很大的波澜，就是指着神所定规嗰个属灵嘅次序，仇敌系绝对唔甘心。
Why is it then each time it seems as if we share on this topic of head covering, there are so many ripples, and that is because of the spiritual order that God has set, and that is a matter that the enemy absolutely will not be submissive to.
感谢主俾我哋带我哋进入去。他的话哥林多前书的学习的里头。
We thank the Lord that he leads us into his own word in 1 Corinthians.
叫我们再一次被提醒，属灵的次序，基督是我们各人的头，男人是女人的头，神是基督的头。
So that he brings us into his word to remind us once again that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God.
在这个属灵的争战里头，我们常常都是喜欢扮演作头的角色的。
In this spiritual warfare, many times we like to take on the role of the head.
我们愿意一同的学习。
But let us all learn together.
一同的服在他的话的权柄的下面。
That we would all learn to submit under the authority of God's word.
愿意主怜悯我们。
And may the Lord have mercy on us.
對於蒙頭的學習呢，我們交通了好幾次。
Regarding the lesson of head covering, we've already shared many times.
相信那個道理呢，我們就很清楚的。
I believe that the principle we are very clear on.
對於蒙頭這件事的學習呢， 我哋亦都嗰個嘅學習都非常嘅豐富。
Regarding the lessons of head covering, it's been quite abundant, the lessons that we've learned.
但係問題今日喺我哋中間並唔係話唔知道蒙頭呢回事情。
So the question, the problem is not that we do not know the lesson of head covering.
而係我哋有冇一個願意嘅心。
But the question is, do we have a willing heart?
當我哋讀到主耶穌佢嘅生平啊，或者係佢嘅所作嘅時候。
So when we read about the life of Jesus and all of his works,
我哋冇一個人喺度話主唔係謙卑有憐憫嘅。
None of us would say that he was not merciful or humble.
冇一個人話主唔可愛嘅。
None of us would say that he was not lovable.
但係當神嘅話要擺喺我哋面前嘅時候，
But when the word of God is placed before us,
好多時候我哋就有我哋自己嘅理由。
Many times we'll have our own reasonings.
好似頭先姊妹話，我哋怕好多嘢。
Just as our sister shared earlier, that so many things that we are afraid of.
但唯一唔怕嘅就係神自己。
But the one thing that we are not afraid of is the God Himself.
我唔知啲咩嘅呢個係一個咩嘅心態。
I do not know what kind of mindset this is.
但係我哋求主將呢一個咁樣嘅心思，將呢個態度從我哋中間拎走。
But we pray that we ask the Lord to take away this kind of attitude, this kind of thinking.
我想強調一點關於蒙頭嘅。
Just want to emphasize one point regarding head covering.
就係頭先姊妹溝通話，蒙頭呢件事情唔係淨係俾姊妹。
Just as our sister shared earlier, that this issue of head covering is not just for sisters.
其實呢，我哋從頭到尾一直睇哥林多前書十一章嘅時候，嗰度冇講到弟兄或者姊妹。
That if we read the entirety of chapter 11, it doesn't, it refers to brothers, brothers and sisters.
而係講咩啊？男人同埋女人。
It doesn't refer to brothers and sisters. It refers to men and women.
咁你話男人同女人咪弟兄或姊妹？
Then you may say, well, if you say men and women, that's referring to brothers and sisters.
弟兄同埋姊妹嘅相稱係喺教會嘅裏邊。
That the title of brother and sister is within the church.
男人、女人呢個分別係整個嘅宇宙。
When it refers to man and woman, this is in accordance to the entire universe.
所以當神話男人、女人嘅時候，
And so when God says man and woman,
呢件事情係關乎呢個整個宇宙嘅。
The issue at hand is regarding is has to do with the entire universe.
所以神係嗰個宇宙嘅創造者。
And God is the creator of this universe.
咁呢一位神，佢係為首，我哋冇問題啦。
And this God,
God of creation 係個head of.
And this God and the God of creation is the head of the entire universe. We have no problem.
咁我哋知道主耶穌係伏喺神嘅底下，接受神嘅命令，佢嚟到地上邊為人死呢一件嘅事。
We know the fact of the matter is that Christ came to this world by the will of God to save this the people.
所以神係基督嘅頭呢件事情，我哋亦都接受過嚟啦。
And we accept that fact that God is the Christ, is the head of Christ.
但係唯一嚟到人嘅中間嘅時候，
But when the matter comes into the midst of man,
好似乎嚇，我唔係話一定，似乎人就唔要服喺神嘅底下。
So seemingly it looks as if man does not want to be below God.
所以有咁多咁多嘅意見，咁多咁多嘅動作走出嚟。
Therefore, you see all of these different opinions and all of these different actions that come out.
今日我哋一直交討論應唔應該蒙頭，點樣蒙頭，幾時蒙頭。
So today, as we discuss whether or not we ought to have head covering or when should we put head covering on,
其實幾時我哋都應該蒙頭。
It's all the time we should have a head covering.
無論點樣樣，我哋都需要個蒙頭嘅。
That no matter the circumstance, we should have a head covering.
因為我哋嘅眼光睇頭上邊嗰塊嘅東西。
Because with our eyes, we are focused on the thing on top of one's head.
但係神要睇嘅就係你愿唔愿意承认神嘅安排。
But what God sees is that are you willing to confess or admit to God's order and planning?
当你承认神呢安排呢个次序嘅时候
，and when you submit to God's order and
你系冇理由话我唔需要蒙头嘅。
There's no reason for you to say that, I do not need to put on a head covering.
仲有就话，当我哋晓得，如果我哋系人嘅话
，When we understand that we are human, we are man.
咁你系一定系喺嗰个做人嗰个嘅位置嘅上边嘅。
Then you, for a fact, will fall into that order of man.
如果神、基督、人呢个次序系一定嘅话
，if it is, if that is the order, God, Christ, and then man，
咁人系冇条件，亦都冇理由唔蒙头嘅。
So under that circumstance, you have no reason, to not cover your head。
因为整个嘅次序系关乎呢个宇宙。
Because that order has to do with the entire universe.
只要你是人，你就一定是在那个的位置的上面。
That as long as you are man, you are placed in that particular order.
除非你说我不是人，
unless you say that you are not.
就可以不在这个神、基督、人这个次序的里面。
Unless you can say that you are not a man, you are not man, then you can say that you do not belong in this order.
咁所以喺人嘅当中，男人同埋女人。
So within this man, whether you're man or woman,
神今日要做嘅实在唔系好似有啲嘅人嗰个嘅讲法就系话，咁你净系要求女人，又唔要求男人。
So it's not a matter of how people like to put it where, oh, you're only asking women to do this, not men.
咁啊，好似唔公平喎。
Then it seems very unfair.
其实今日神要作嘅唔系将女人嚟睇低咗，或者系睇唔起女人。
In fact, God does not wish for women to be looked down upon.
你知道，当女人蒙上头嘅时候。
That when you see women put on a head covering,
佢系代表住人类啊，代表住人呢、这个男人、女人去话俾呢个世界听，我哋系愿意服喺神嗰个嘅安排同埋权柄嘅底下嘅。
That they are representing, they are showing this world that they are willing to submit to the order that God has prepared.
如果是作为一个代表
So as a representative,
我觉得我们应该觉得光荣
That we ought to think of it as a glorious thing.
不要想着我要做多一点的事所以对我不公平或者对我不够尊重
Do not think of it as something that you have to do extra or something that is a dishonor.
我们要看到我哋 蒙头那些、啊、是一个代表，代表着人类向神来屈服。
That we see that when we put on the head covering, it is a symbol, of submitting to God.
其实不是很容易才可以做到一个代表、啊、
That it's not easy to become a representative.
那无论在你一个 group 里面或者学校里面，在你的班上面，如果你成为了那个班的代表，或者是那个地区的代表，哇，这件是光荣的事情来的。
That if no matter what situation, whether it's in a classroom setting or if you were the representative of your district, it is a very glorious thing.
所以为着好多人为着要做代表，佢排除万难啊，去争取去做。
We know that in order to achieve this position as a representative, many people will sacrifice much and to do.
何况喺神嘅面前。神嗰個嘅抬舉
especially if we know it's it's for God.
所以當盼望我哋都睇見，當我哋蒙上頭嘅蒙頭嘅時候
，pray that when we see this fact, this issue of head covering,
實在係榮耀多過羞辱。
That it is a much more glorious thing that.Then it is a dishonorable thing.
實在係抬舉多過將你貶低。
It's actually to lift you up rather than to put you down.
我哋高舉嘅係乜嘢呢
？So what is it that we are lifting up？
其實都唔係話我哋有得到幾多榮耀。
In fact, it's not that we would gain any type of glory.
我哋所高舉嘅
，what we're lifting up，
仍然係神嘅安排。
Is God's preparation.
我哋高举嘅仍然系神嘅自己。
Is God Himself.
愿与我哋喺神面前一齐嘅嚟学习。
May we learn together before God.
保罗系咁样学习。
This is how Paul learned.
我哋今日一样要咁样学习。
And today we would ought to learn the same lessons.
保罗系学习基督。
Paul was learning the lessons of Christ.
基督系从神嗰度而嚟。
And Christ is of God.
所以当我哋学习学效基督嘅时候
，So when we learn of Christ，
换句话嚟讲就系话，让神喺我哋中间有一个咁样嘅地位。
That we would allow God to have that place。
愿意主继续向我哋讲说话。
May the Lord continue to speak to us。
叫从。仇敌嚟嘅一啲嘅搅扰，将我哋对主嗰个单纯爱佢信服佢嘅心拎走。
That we would not allow the enemy to take away that submission and the heart that we have for the Lord.
我交通就停喺呢度。
And my sharing here.